Hi, I'm Catherine.
And I'm Lynn, and we are A Coffee Break
with Cat and Mom. Welcome back to our podcast. Today is episode 14, and today we are talking about our New Year's resolutions. So today for us is January 5th. So we are a little bit behind on the whole New Year's resolutions thing.
But like I just said today, I think that because tomorrow is Monday, the 6th, I think that January 1st through the 5th was still 2024.
Oh, yeah.
And then tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm all over the place with like the days because tomorrow I start school back up spring semester. So that's when I actually have to like lock in and remember what day it is because I have a class at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, which is great. But first, we're just going to go into our week in review. We just released episode 13, which is a really fun one. It was an interview with my cousin, so make sure to go tune in on that.
And her big wedding in July.
Yeah.
We interviewed her.
Yeah. That was a very fun episode to do. And then this week, we really just were relaxing. We just flew in from our Christmas break, which we talk about in our past episodes. And you guys can get like a little glimpse of how that was for us. We had a lot of fun.
We were just happy to be back in the warmth. I will say it was really cold in Montreal. So this week was just to get trying to get back, not really in the routine because, like I said, tomorrow it's the new year.
It was still vacation for me because I didn't have school.
Yeah. Excuse me. And then just trying to get, you know, things back to normal. Like, you know, when you come back from vacation, just the go, you know, grocery shopping, get food back in your fridge.
I spilled a little bit.
Oops. It's okay. Doing the laundry and things like that just to get ready for tomorrow because, you know, your sister's at school as well tomorrow. She's homeschooled, so we got
to
get ready.
We were able to make it to the pool, though, here in our condo
association.
Yeah.
So it was really nice.
It's been a hot second since we've been able to go. And then I just unpacked, and it's been like 5 days since we've been back.
Yeah.
So
I finally put the luggages away.
Yeah. So every episode we do a coffee review and we go to a small coffee shop, small business, and just review it with you guys. The past few episodes we haven't been able to because we've been traveling. So we
tried places while we were traveling. So.
Yeah. So, and then we come back to the podcast and we have our mugs with us.
Yes.
The coffee break mugs. And after we get the coffee, we talk about it, review it, and then just give it a little shout out to that small business and coffee shop. So we went to a place in New Jersey.
I know it's going to say that we say coffee and it was not coffee, but they are known for their hot chocolate, hot cocoa. So we had to try it.
And I did just want, I wanted to give them a shout out because it was amazing. It's a small hot chocolate place. I'm sure they have coffee and cappuccinos too, but it was a small place in Palmer Square in Princeton. So it's right by Princeton University.
Yeah.
Across
the street.
My sister was like, no, you got to go. It's amazing. And there's a line, a line all the way.
You could wait 30 minutes, 45 minutes to get there.
Yeah, along the sidewalk in just a small little town like that. But it was amazing. They do the whipped cream and the you explained it because
saw
it.
Yeah, the whole thing. So they put their homemade whipped cream in the bottom of the cup. Uh-huh. And then they have these ginormous rectangle and their marshmallows. And they put those on it. And then you see you can see them make the hot chocolate. And then they kind of bring it, you know, warmer, closer to them. And then it just drips in. It's so thick. I mean, it was so rich. Just one sip was like, oh, my gosh. And then you can have any addition on top. Name it. Candies, chocolate, whatever you wanted. They could put more marshmallows, more whipped cream. We didn't. And kind of almost, thank God, because it was already pretty rich.
Yes, it's so sweet, it's like pure, like, hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Like, it's not watered down at all. Like, it tastes like chocolate. Yeah. And I love chocolate. I'm a chocolatey person, so it was perfect for me. And I finished mine, and I finished the rest of my little sister's because I just was obsessed with it. So shout out to the Bent Spoon. I don't even think we said the name of it, but it's called the Bent Spoon. If you're near Palmer Square, go check it out.
It was amazing.
Yeah. So now we're going to jump in to our New Year's resolutions because I have a lot, but they're all very attainable. So I didn't want to this year put like such a unrealistic goal on myself. I do want to push myself, but I don't want it to be so unrealistic that I'm like stressing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did multiple, maybe it's a little bit too many, but like just almost like a guideline of things that I want to like change and achieve by the end of the year. And again, they're all very attainable. I just have to put the effort in to do it. That's so what I think it'll keep me in check. My 2024 resolution, I only had one. Maybe I should have done a little bit more, but it was to do the splits.
And she did.
And I did the splits well on break. So right before New Year's, I finally did it because I finally prioritized stretching before working out and after and doing the sauna and stretching in there. So I'm pretty proud of myself.
I just want to say a little parentheses because it's kind of funny. Like when we say like, the beginning of the year, everybody's just like, okay, I want to do this and this and this and this. And usually it's like, I want to go back to work out. I want to get back in shape and whatnot. And then we went back to our gym here on Wednesday. Wednesday, Friday. I can't remember. And we went at a time, like it was mid-morning, well, 10 o'clock-ish. So, excuse me, I was just expecting the gym to be
packed,
a complete nightmare.
And it's called Crunch Fitness. So if you guys know, it's a huge like chain gym here in
the US. We walked in there, we're like, wow, okay, not that bad. But apparently early in the morning, it's a nightmare. And then by the time we left,
it was pretty
like
crazy.
People starting to come in around 11, you know, for like lunch break and stuff. It was time for us to leave. It was just starting to be. And you know, like in about a month, it'll be
it'll die down. But which I hope not. I hope people stick to it. But also just like
realistically, that's what usually happens. Yeah. But
did you want to go first?
No, you can go first.
Okay. So I wrote them down all on my phone because I've been slowly adding stuff to it as like the end of the year came up.
Holy cow, that's a list.
It is. But it's like again all very attainable. It's almost like I'm gonna set it right here. If you guys are watching the video podcast, you'll see me right here. But first I want to continue going to church. I kind of fell out of it at the end of this year because we're far from the church that I go to. It's 40-45 minutes away, and sometimes I watch the live stream of it, but I to be honest, I've totally fallen off like going to church every week and doing my devotionals. So, and there was a period of time where every morning I'd come out with my boyfriend here and we do like the devotional while we drink our coffee and stuff. But then we just, our schedule switched up and stuff.
Well, it was finals and it was
cool. So I do want to but I do want to prioritize that and going to church every Sunday, trying to make it a regular thing.
Actually, this is my number one
thing. Oh, wow, it is.
Going back to church more regularly. The feeling that you get when you leave, I don't know. It's just, it rejuvenates you. It just kind of gets you started for your week a little bit better. There's only one time, I think one sermon that we went and it was right before the elections. Mm-hmm. And it was maybe something that I got out of there and I was like, okay.
Like it's not something that we needed to like, I don't know.
I mean, it was important to see it from the church point of view about the, you know, politics and elections, but like in my life, I needed something else, you know, that day. Yeah. But and I love going with my girls. I love even going with Amelia, who's 11 years old. And just sometime she just like, oh, I was boring and stuff. Cause she doesn't want to go to the kids' church anymore. Yeah. Unless we go visit our friends in Iowa, then she'll go, you know, with our friends and their kids. But, and then she would be in the car and then, or at night and then blur something from church. That
I think she does. She subconsciously does listen. But no, I do agree. And then I also found a new church that I really would like to take you guys to. It's amazing. And it's a small church. But as much as I feel great after church, I think continuing that, that high spirits that you're in throughout the week by doing devotionals is what's really important. My next one, unless you have one that kind of follows that line.
Oh, no, just continue. That's fine.
My next one is, if you know me, you know, I bite my nails and I've been biting my nails since the beginning of time. It's kind of just now like a anxiety thing or stress thing. I stopped biting my nails, at the beginning of this year.
School. I'm going to see how she started because she never did bite her nails until she was in, I think it was preschool or pre-K preschool. And they were doing a little skit on stage and the little girl next to her was biting her nails. And you literally said, I thought she looked cool doing it. And that was the beginning.
But then it developed into just when I'm stressed. And I stopped at the beginning of this school year. So this fall semester. And then like once tests started up again, I just subconsciously bit them all off. They're already all weak because they're just bad nails. These are fake. My little sister actually did these. So shout out to Amelia. And then Another one that I do is skin picking. So like if I'm breaking out, like I pick up my skin, and I've been doing very good. Also, if you know me and you've been seeing me in person the past month, my skin has gotten a lot better because I've been actually like taking care of it and not picking at it. So that is a big one.
Well, over Christmas break, which I will say that this year was, I mean, we've always had good Christmases and Christmas break, but this year was extremely, and I think I said that in the last episode. I don't know. It was very special. We were the four of us together. We traveled together and we went to new places and we had my niece and my mom. And, you know, of course we saw the extended family, but it was such, I don't know. It was something
special, very special
this year. And we had a very good talk. There's some, you know, like every family has a little drama and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And of course it happens in our family. And sitting down with both my big girls, which meaning my two oldest ones, so Catherine and Isabella, and, you know, coming from a divorced family, I mean, my parents were married until my dad passed away. I didn't know, like, I don't think, I have no really anybody close to me, like, in my family that got divorced. So it was, you know, new. You have kids and you have to deal with all this. So, you know, to sit down and kind of see and hear from my kids, their perspective. Of course, we talk a little bit more because she lives here, but not with Bella. And, in her struggle and things like that. I mean, I'm not going to cry here, but I mean, I did cry. She cried, mm-hmm. You cried. And it was a good thing to hear, or just to see, you know, like my family, like my mom, my aunt, everybody else kind of, you know, you get older, you change a little bit and that does change, you know, big time. And you know, there's some things I ask my girls, like really honestly, is that please watch if I do this or that, like, I don't want to get that way. I don't want to go that way. You know, just to be frankly with your kids and say, I mean, because they're adults, I would not say that to Amelia, but just help me. Cause I don't, you know,
or just be honest.
Yeah. Like, be honest, and she was,
if there's something that hurts you or you don't like.
Yeah. But you know, like, you know, like the way I want to be when I'm going to be maybe a grandma or older, there's some things that I looking at right now of other people growing and I just don't want to do this. And I told you guys, I'm like, oh my gosh, if you see me gaining in that direction, please, you know, just say something, whatever. And Isabella was like, and you told me, take it with a grain of salt while she was talking because, oh my God.
When you're having those like honest conversations with your family members, which I do encourage everybody to, if there's something it's on hard, your heart, it's your family. Right. And like, if you want to continue a very healthy relationship with your family, you have to be honest with them. And but she was also, very honest. I mean, those words also come from a place of like hurt as well. And just taking their words with a grain of salt because they're trying to communicate their feelings and their feelings are valid. So you just need to understand that they don't know how to express that.
We did it back and forth. I did ask her some questions and it was just like, okay, valid, you know? Yeah. So it was because they're adults. And so I think that tightened we had a tight bond, but I think that tightened our bond. And then it gave me things to work on. So this is like, you know, I'm not going to go in details because it's like a personal thing, but that I take this extremely serious because I don't want this to change. I want this to actually get better. And, you know, eventually when you have kids and this and that, I could be, you know, a good grandma and things like that. But, it was great. Although she didn't want to talk about it right away. She's like, it's not that, I mean, we just like, we're here, let's do it.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, I think we all grew.
Amazing,
We all grew from there. And so this is, you know, like, and I think going to church in parallel will help me.
Oh, for sure.
You know, make those changes and just pretty much work on me. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's just work on myself and because I want to, and that's not because they were just saying things that, hey, I don't really care for this. I don't know. It's just because I want to, cause I don't want to be like that. So it was, it was a good thing. So that's a big priority.
I mean, this isn't necessarily on the same like topic, I guess, but I listened to a podcast and it was also a New Year's resolution podcast. And it said something along the lines of associating yourself with your mind versus your physical body. Mm-hmm. So like this year, I want to start associating myself with like my mental health versus my physical health, because I would say like I work out. You know, maybe I could eat cleaner, but again, you live once.
She eats very
maybe
well.
Not have like dessert every like
okay, maybe,
day.
But you,
or, you know,
very,
yeah.
You
but I'm just saying, like, just associating myself with my mental health now, and like my like church, like prioritizing that versus like, if that means I don't go to the gym that day or I don't work out that day, I prioritize my mental health and went to church.
You can just,
so I mean by that, walk. Yeah. And go then, yeah. And then, a small one. Well, actually, I think this is a big one, procrastinating. And I'm sure everybody has that on their New Year's resolution, is just not to procrastinate. But I think that's where my stress with school roots from. I get so stressed that I kind of just put it off to the side. And I'm like, oh, I'll study like 2 days before. And then, oh, I'll study this hard part like the day before. And then I'm just so stressed.
I'll fold my clothes next week.
Yeah. So I think that really just, I mean, we all procrastinate at some point, but just not making it a routine. And then that goes into my next one, which is consistency. Because
mm-hmm.
what works, works. So just be consistent with that.
Yep. Makes sense. Yep. And, you know, and I like the what you're talking about being more like in mind with your mental health, not just your physical health. And she's working with me on this too, because I am going to, I have a big birthday coming up. It's a change of decade. And I think I'm okay, but I'm not yet that okay. You know, I just, I'm a single mom now too. So it's just so many things that in my mind's going and brewing. And I decided, like, you know, in the past like 6 months, well, since we moved here, that, you know, I wanted to, not just mental, but my physical health. I wanted to get back on track with working out. I wanted to get back on track with eating better. And I'm seeing some results right now. So I just want to continue this, because then, you know, again, kind of funny, but down the road, being a grandma, I want to be able to do all these things
with
my grandkids, you know? So I'm trying to see a little bit kind of ahead of the time. I'm way, way not there. But so this is something too, like my mental health will help me not just focus on my physical health, but also just to continue being consistent and getting there. And then when it's my big birthday, when it's your big birthday too, and then the wedding and stuff, that I'm just like, okay, you know, like, just like any athletes, you put the work when you get to the competition, this is it. If you didn't work out, then if you didn't work hard, you're screwed. So I just want to get there as well. So I think both of them kind of work together.
Did you have another one, or?
I'll be more patient, but that works with what your sister and I talked about.
Yeah.
I think this helps a lot. Like, especially sometimes talking to other adults, and I will say even talking to my mom sometime, and just keep my patient, you know, and just it's hard, but I'm going to work hard on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have some smaller ones that these are very attainable. Read more. I think that was school, and because I procrastinate, I don't have time to read, and reading is kind of like my little escape. While I'm also like, it's a good hobby to have, and it's a good escape to have.
Yes.
It's very healthy. So I think that just continuing to do that, because over break, I've been reading a lot, and I think that is something I would like to continue.
I will say we read a lot in my mom's side of the family. We're crazy about books. I mean, you know, your aunt, my aunts, your great aunts, I guess, they read all the time. They could read a whole book in one day. I mean, it's just, if it's really cool. And then they would always grade them like 1 through 5. And then I would only do the 5 with like the 3 underline. I'd be, okay, I'll read that one. Big fan of Mary Higgins Clark as well. I have the whole collection. Yeah. So one of the latest one I hadn't read, because they're translated in French, so I would read those in French. But John Conley and other people like that, I can read them in English. But what I really love is that all my girls read.
Yeah.
So we can go to a coffee shop, and even my 11-year-old won't be in a big book. And now you guys exchange books with our, I think this is really cool.
Yeah. We love Barnes and Noble.
We love to go there and just
sponsor us.
We love Barnes and Noble. Even like sometimes we kill time in between sessions with swimming, and we go there.
That's where I do my homework and stuff. Even if I'm not buying a book, I just go to the, like,
you can bring your own book, you buy a coffee, and you can sit
there.
That's
what I do. So, cool. And then another smaller one I have, Pilates. So I do want to dive into Pilates. I'm a very beginner of Pilates. I've only done I've been lifting for a while, but I do want to do some cross training with Pilates and walking and running a little bit, just to switch it up. But also, I know that Pilates is low impact and it's just very good for your overall health. But I want to learn more about the fundamentals of it, and the breath work that they do, and just how it also affects your mental health. And your cortisol levels, because I love learning about cortisol levels. So that's something that I'd like to learn more about. And then
I would like to do one of those classes with the they're not machines, but the Pilates class.
A reformer. Yeah.
Yes. I would like to.
I know I'd die.
I mean, I know I would die, but for me, it would be like a goal to try it once and be like, okay.
I want to get to the highest level.
Well, maybe, no, I don't even want to get to the highest level, but I want to be able to survive those classes, even if it's once a week. This would be a good goal. Yeah. I mean,
someday I would like a good blast. Someday I'd like to get to the high levels, but that will definitely not happen this year. I'm just going to be totally realistic. Like, let's be real.
I just would like to find a good place here and do it in the first place.
They're just very expensive.
They are very expensive.
I might just buy myself a reformer.
Okay. We need a personal trainer to teach us how to do this. We're going to get hard. Because I love, this is like a side note, but I love to watch those on social media, and it's like athletes. Literally, I think it was the Australian.
It's the Aloe Pilates.
But
they go to Aloe, they get invited. And
stuff. Oh, okay. And it was like, I think it was the Australian rugby team that went to the Olympics. And they were there. I mean, you know, they're huge athletes, right?
They're struggling on it.
And they stretch all the time. You see them stretches and stuff like, because it was kind of funny before the Olympics. But they were dying. And you could see them shake. Yeah. I mean, it was just hilarious. And they were like, we can do this. And at the end, it's like, we can't do this.
Shout out to Jake Shane, therapist podcast host, because he got into Pilates. And he is now my Pilates queen and is such an inspiration. So he's way better than... I mean, like, to see when he first went to his first class for Pilates and then now. So I'm going to need to start being consistent with that.
Yeah.
My other smaller one is just, like, leaning into my style, because I think that I tend to, like, follow the trends or what people think looks good. And there's just some clothes that, like, I think would be out of my comfort zone, but I want to wear. I just need the money to buy it. But, yeah, I kind of want to lean into that a little bit more.
Yeah. Be you.
Yeah. And then do you have another one?
You know, since we moved here, I think I've said it before, I'm a chiropractor. Mm-hmm. I think so. Anyway, there's a lot of openings here in Florida, but apparently I don't know if there's not enough or enough or whatever, but I've been having a hard time finding a position here, and it's starting to be very stressful, which obviously doesn't. So working out really does help to work on my stress level. Excuse me. So this is one of my priority, to be more financially stable. Obviously, that this was like all fun and dandy. Obviously, my daughter, my youngest one, is homeschooled. So being here, that was a silver, like the underlying, whatever, silver lining, whatever you want to say, that I was here for her to help, because, you know, it's online. But there's still some help that needs to be done here. Yeah. So I was able to be here for her. So that's great. But like for next year, she's going to be in school for middle school. So she's just fine. A stable position, and just, I mean, I love being a chiropractor. So I want to, you know, do that. Of course, it would be great to, I always say I want to retire and then work part time at Athleta.
I mean, it'd be nice if this podcast could, you know, take off.
Yes. I mean, because we love doing this.
Oh, I love it. I love it. If it's something that never takes off, I'll still continue it, because it's just like a fun hobby.
Yeah.
That
and she does so much for it. Of course, I was cooking today and stuff. She was preparing all this, but now I help with a lot of more stuff. But it was, I love doing this. It's always
I love it.
We sit down and it's like, okay.
So some New Year's resolutions that we have for this podcast. Mine are, I think, very attainable. I think that not setting that unrealistic goal and then just readjusting as the year goes on, I think taking it step by step is very important, especially if you're in a podcast, because the podcast industry, I've learned, and as I research, is that you're in it really for the long run. Mm-hmm. So just being consistent. So first, getting a podcast episode out every Sunday at 9 a.m., even if we're taking a, like I know many podcasters take like a Christmas break sort of, and they repost old podcast episodes on those days that they're supposed to release. So even then, just releasing old ones if we're taking like a two-week break.
But we managed to do it during holidays. Yes. That was fun.
Which I think were the funnest ones is, but yeah, just releasing every Sunday at 9 a.m. and then hitting 1,000 downloads in a month would be amazing. So I think that one, which I believe we can totally do, and then 500 subscribers, which also I believe we can totally do. And that's on YouTube. So,
yeah. And what I would like to add is it was our first time interviewing. I mean, we did interview your boyfriend and we did interview Amelia, but we had like a real guest, although it was family, and about a subject from her, you know, and it was so much fun.
Yes, I loved that.
It was so much fun. We got ready for it, prepared. We got questions already, you know, ready and stories and whatnot. So it would be fun to have. I mean, I don't know if you guys think that would be a good idea, please, you know.
And I'd love to interview people from like all over the spectrum of careers, whether that be like designers, artists, hairdressers. Mm-hmm. My mom's hairdresser is amazing and he has so many fun stories.
So many stories.
So we got to get him on there. Athletes. So I just want to get like many different perspectives, and I have so many questions that I'd love to ask and hear their story of how they got there.
Trying to get your sister, your older sister, to be on here. Yes, she's in New Jersey right now. It's going to be a little bit harder, but from being a student athlete to now coaching student athletes, I think this would be a very good episode.
And then my dad actually came up with this idea, but a coffee connoisseur.
Yes.
And because we are all called the coffee break, and just learn about that. And then maybe some like wine makers. I don't know what those are called.
Or a sommelier.
Yeah. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
My last big one is I'm graduating in less than a year. So not that I have to come up with a plan right now at this moment, again, like going step by step, but by the end of this year, I would like to have a set plan, and that can change and at any time really, but just having like goals for that and,
maybe
finding out. Yes. And then travel and just see, what I'm able to do post-grad. If I'm able to travel, that's always been my dream. That would be amazing. I love Florida. If I'm able to afford to live here, that'd also be great. If I have to move somewhere else and that's where my job and my career brings me, then that's how it's going to be. But I would like to just take that step by step and figure out where my career is going to take me in the next year. And then on top of that, I would like to get certified in finance because I have to get two certifications if I want to be like standing out from the rest of the crowd. So this summer I'd like to do that. And then,
what I wanted to talk about is like, you know, like I used to take, I used to make like, you know, New Year's resolution, you know, write a few step down, whatever. I will say, I will say about three years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, my trainer, shout out to Jessie in Iowa. She was my trainer for, we're not going to say how many years because then it's going to age both of us. But she was with me through thick and thin for a lot of stuff and vice versa for her as well. I was there, did some figure competition with her. I mean, it's crazy stuff, but she was an amazing coach. And but in the last year before I moved here, she had told me, she said, listen, I've been telling you to do this for years and you've never done it. Do a vision board. I was like, I don't even know how to do this. What are you talking about? So we sat down together. She explained to me how her vision board was made and stuff. And she's like, you put it in your bedroom. And not kidding, I would get out of bed. And it was right there in front of me on my bench, my workout bench, because I had it in my bedroom. So anyway, and it was right there and I could see it every day. And, you know, things that are accomplished, you can just put a heart on it, put a little check mark, whatever. And just to take pictures, I printed stuff. And so I've seen other people doing it and it's like, so condensed. There's so many things. I was kind of like, and you're looking at it, you're like, I don't even know.
Sometimes I see these vision boards and I'm a bit overwhelmed almost.
That's what it was. Yeah. And so I was just like, I can't do that. But if I can put kind of picture collage, but not too many of them. Yeah. And I did. And like some of it didn't happen. Some of it didn't happen. So, I mean, they're going to go because, you know, you kind of have to go into order.
Right. But it gets you kind of excited when you see, if you're a visual person.
Yes. I am a visual person. Yeah. And one of them was to come here and get my license here and this and that. And then all that did happen. And then there's other things that, you know, might take a little bit longer. I will put it back on my vision board. So it's you, like you said, like sometimes you procrastinate doing this. It has to be done before the end of January. I mean, in my mind, it has to, but you know, to just start gathering things and then go, you know, just wait for a box to come and be delivered at your house and glue on it. You know, it doesn't need to be perfect and pretty, but.
Have you seen those? I've seen TikToks of girls who host vision board nights where they do like a cute little setup for like dinner. And then they all have a bunch of stuff that they can like pick from and put on their vision board. So I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
And then I actually have a board that I can use. So. But I think doing like a podcast one as well as like a personal one, and I I can include really everything I said on there.
Yeah.
In picture form, if I can find.
For me, it was easier to see a picture. You know, I just like, I had a picture of like the beaches of Florida, you know, type thing, or the chiropractic sign, you know, logo for the state of Florida. So that was kind of easy, you know, to put there. Or, you know, I think one was to get a raise that year. Maybe that was like the one 2 years ago. And it was like a piggy bank, you know, that was there. Things like that. It was maybe for some people, it has to be all pretty or line or whatever.
Yeah,
for me, that worked. Whatever works for you. You know, that was something easy for me to visualize. Okay, I got this.
And make it into like a fun little girls' night or something. But also with the podcast vision board, we can put like a New York City Times Square billboard on there.
Yes.
That's the ultimate goal. That's maybe an unrealistic one that like some would say, but I think it's like, you gotta have one unrealistic goal on there.
And you can never say never.
And it is possible. That's the thing.
Never say never.
So that would be very cool.
I want to be there. If this ever happens, I want to be there.
Oh,
film this.
Oh, yeah. I'll be like, that's pretty much all we have for our New Year's resolutions and our vision boards for this year, 2025.
I hope that you guys made some. I know some people don't make resolutions because they don't believe in it, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Totally okay. That could be, that could be a goal for you, all your goals. It's kind of the same idea. If you want some, you know, ideas about how to do a vision board, just message us. We'll give to you what we think is really cool to make, and or make a little party with your girlfriends or even your boyfriends, your husbands, whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, as a couple, sometimes you do have goals and you want to accomplish things. And like I said, if you're visual, perfect.
Yeah. No, Bryce and I, we've been dating for 4.5 years, and I wanted to do like a mini vision board with him because he will be with me post-grad. Hopefully. So like maybe like our home decor, like that's something that gets you excited, you know,
to just say we're going to get an apartment and things like that. So,
But again, like not putting too much pressure on yourself. If that's something that overwhelms you, just do like little steps or, maybe not an end goal, but just maybe the first step could be one of your goals of, 2025.
Even if you have one and you can accomplish one.
Yeah.
This
like
year.
The splits.
Yeah, even if it's one thing you want to accomplish,
it's
go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And if like we're here to cheer you on, if you want to share it with us, we'll continue to cheer you on during the whole year. Just it takes a village. And I know some people don't believe this, but I raising kids and having teams and whatnot, sports teams and stuff, it does take a village. And if you need one, we'll be it.
We're there. But I hope you guys had an amazing New Year's, and I hope that maybe we inspired you to start a New Year's resolution.
Yes.
And then big shout out to the Bent Spoon. I know it wasn't coffee this time, but it was amazing hot chocolate.
I'm pretty sure you could have added a shot of espresso in this thing. It would have been like great too. But
yeah, and I now understand why there's a long line out the door.
Oh my gosh. Because
it was amazing. So shout out to you guys again.
Because every time we walked around, we didn't have to wait much, but every time we walked around, it was even longer and longer and longer.
Oh,
it was just like, oh my
crazy.
God, people of all ages, this is how good it is. But as we finish every episode with a would you rather, I have one which is a little kind of, I don't know, like it's Christmas time and whatnot, you know, and for some people it's actually cold where they're at. So would you rather have a movie night in your pajamas or dress up for a fancy dinner date at your favorite restaurant? And I could name a bunch of restaurants for her, and it would be really hard to answer, but
this is really hard because getting dressed up and going to Carmine's would be amazing. But then again, also a stay in movie night with like popcorn and candy is so good. I think in a northern state, like say stay in a movie, but because we're in Florida, I'm going to say go out and get dressed up to my favorite place to eat. So
or try a new place.
Yeah. Or try a new place. Yes. But if it were paid for, then I'll stay in. But that is all we have for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Go follow us on Instagram at acoffee.break, TikTok at acoffee_break, YouTube at Coffee Break with Cat and Mom. Be sure to like and subscribe on there. And then follow us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, whatever you listen to this on. Episodes are out every Sunday at 9 a.m. So be sure to tune in next Sunday. And we'll see you guys next week.
Happy New Year.
Yep.